Yes, Johnny Manziel, picking up where I left off, Dave Naylor.
Well, my thumb is down to Cleveland Brown draft pick Johnny Manziel for last weekend's Las Vegas adventure, partying it up with Rob Gronkowski and a pool full of bikini-clad young women in a scene right out of Spring Break. Apparently, Justin Bieber could not make it. Look, I know some of you are thinking, what 21-year-old male wouldn't enjoy a weekend like that? We don't judge them the same way. True enough. But when you're about to become the most scrutinized NFL quarterback since a guy named Tebow, you might want to lay low just a bit. Once you've proven you're Joe Namath on the field, you can act a little more like Joe Namath off it. But this was the first weekend after minicamp. There's going to be enough pressure on Manziel without giving people reason to believe he's really more about being Johnny Frat Boy than Johnny Football.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is up to George Springer, rookie outfielder with the Houston Astros. And it's not just because he hit 7 home runs in 7 straight games this week, or because he became the first freshman to accomplish this in 77 years. It's up because of what happens almost every time Springer hits a home run. The Astros win, and if not, they're in the game. The lousy, laughable, displaced Astros, the one team we're supposed to disregard in the American League, are suddenly not a laughingstock. A 6-2 record when Springer hits a home run. Houston's not going to challenge for the playoffs or anything, but it may not lose 100 games for the first time in 4 seasons. And that by itself makes baseball better.
Michael.
And my thumb is up, perversely, to Rory McIlroy, who is adept at going low. He opened the Memorial Tournament with a 63 Thursday after doing a 180 earlier in the week on ex-fiancée Caroline Wozniacki. And by 180, I don't just mean calling off their wedding. Reportedly, he broke up with the tennis star in 180 seconds via telephone. A 3-year relationship ended by a 3-minute call. Talk about going low. Geez, he could have been worse. He could have texted her and used an emoticon. A devastated Wozniacki lost her first-round match at the French Open, while a buoyant McIlroy enters today's round in Ohio, 6 shots off the pace.
My thumb is down to the Boston Red Sox for making Major League Baseball's career leader in failed drug tests, Manny Ramirez, the star attraction at Fenway Park's celebration of the 2004 World Series championship team. The Red Sox explained that Manny was chosen to throw out the first pitch because he was the 2004 World Series MVP. So sure, that was one reason to pick him. Time does not permit me to list all the reasons not to pick him, especially as you will surely want me if time is limited. And I'm talking about ceremonial first pitches to show for the 10,000th time the hilarious effort of 50 Cent at the New York Mets Citi Field. Never mind trying to throw a strike. He was surely demonstrating his pickoff move, was he not?